Representatives from the United States, Brazil, and four other nations are seeking a solution to the political crisis in Venezuela and a nearly two-month-old strike that has crippled oil production there. The newly formed Friends of Venezuela met in Washington, D.C. yesterday. The group called on the Venezuelan government and the opposition to tone down the rhetoric and pledge to stop violence. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Brazil's foreign minister says there was a sense of urgency as the group of friends sat down at the headquarters of the Organization of American States. Celso Amorim announced that high-level officials from the group will go to Caracas next week to talk about concrete ways to diminish the risk of violence. And they will explore the options recently proposed by former President Jimmy Carter, either an amendment to Venezuela's constitution to trigger early elections or an August referendum on Hugo Chavez's rule. The Brazilian foreign minister says both sides are looking at these proposals.
Every solution has to be found within the constitution. And I didn't see any big resistance to that. So I'm more hopeful today than I was yesterday. So I think there was an improvement in the climate.
Opponents of Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez, who began a strike nearly 2 months ago to force immediate elections, now seem to be softening their position. Some analysts believe that's because their strike is faltering. Venezuela's foreign minister, Roy Chatterton, told reporters yesterday that the Chavez government, which survived a coup last year, is breaking the strike.
The country's moving on. We have paid dearly for this, of course. But we are beating the strikers.
The oil sector, which has been hardest hit by the strike, is making a comeback, Chatterton argued. And he made clear the opposition will have a difficult time gathering the hundreds of thousands of signatures needed to challenge Chavez in a vote.
I must tell you, we are not interested in recalling the mandate given to the president. We are not interested in amendment of the constitution. But that's the law. If they are able to gather, to collect all signatures needed to carry on this proposal to a referendum. So, let them to do so.
One representative of the opposition, businessman Rafael Alfonso, said they are up to the task. He told NPR there must be a deal soon on an electoral solution because, as he says, Venezuelans can't survive much more of the strike and Chavez's efforts to break the strike through military interventions.
The whole country is paralyzed. We have an exchange control now that is going to give the regime all the power and the possibility to discriminate between who receives the dollars and who doesn't. We have the interventions of the private companies. They took Coca-Cola, now they took today Colgate.
There is another sticky issue. Chavez has fired many senior and middle managers of the state oil company. And Alfonso says any deal to end the strike must also include an agreement to restore those jobs. Jimmy Carter's proposals, which he presented to Chavez in Caracas earlier in the week, makes this point as well. Venezuela's foreign minister refused to say whether that's acceptable. When Secretary of State Colin Powell spoke to the group of friends, Brazil, Mexico, Chile, Portugal, and Spain, he endorsed the Carter plan. Another senior U.S. official who attended the meeting added the Carter proposals did create some momentum toward a resolution. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.